Dayton area representative Mike Turner says the recent audit by the Department of Defense shows cost-cutting measures may have compromised safety at several military installations, including the Naval Yard in Washington, D.C. Turner says he learned of instances of at least 52 felons, possibly more, gaining access to restricted areas because of inadequate background checks. Turner says the report goes even further, saying the new vetting procedures put lives at risk.
The Inspector General specifically cites safety as a concern and says in the report that military personnel, civilians, and dependents of military personnel are at risk as a result of these security failures.
According to a memo from the Inspector General, the review began last year to assess safety procedures for military security. Turner says he has now sent a letter to the Secretary of the Navy asking them to immediately implement recommendations from the IG's report. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.